But to start this hour, we're going to talk about grocery bags. I know that doesn't sound like the most compelling topic in the world, but when you go to the store, they still ask you, do you want plastic or do you want paper? I've never known what the correct answer was if you wanted to have a green answer. What's the best environmentally? I mean, we've had this for 25 years, and I still don't know the answer. No one has been able to give me a good answer to that. I have friends who say, oh, I don't get plastic or paper. I bring in my own mesh bags to the store. And I think that's the best possible answer. Well, that's what they say. I don't think that's right for various reasons, and my next guest can perhaps explain them, because he's recently done a big report on this for the Reason Foundation, which you can find online at reason.org and reason.com. His name is Brian Seascholz. Brian, welcome to the Big 550.
Hey, thanks for having me. Good to be on.
One of the aspects of your report, before we get to the paper or plastic big question, is actually about cities in America that have said, we're not going to allow stores to sell plastic bags anymore, not even sell, but give plastic bags to their customers anymore, because they believe those plastic bags to be environmentally unfriendly. You looked into this. What's the answer to that?
Well, it was a study that I was just released that I co-authored with my colleague Julian Morris. And basically what we found with taking a comprehensive look at the issue is that plastic has been vilified very unfairly, and that if you want to have a lower environmental impact, if that's what you're looking for, plastic is actually the best choice by many measures. Air pollution, non-renewable resources, greenhouse gases, water use, energy use, et cetera, et cetera. Paper, for the most part, and by almost any measure, has much higher environmental impacts, as do most of the reusable bags. The most popular type of reusable bag is, not to get all technical on you, but it's called non-woven polypropylene. That's that kind of cloth-like sort of meshy bag that most people use.
Yeah.
And it turns out that those bags are not reused terribly free. Most people only reuse them about 14, 15 times before they get thrown out or whatever. But those bags, because you have to deal with contamination, cross-contamination from foods, you have to wash them often. And washing them does have a big environmental impact with energy use, water, et cetera, and there's also a health concern, too, because most people don't reuse these bags.
Well,
they don't wash them.
Well, that's what I want to go to. This is one of the reasons that I have not gotten one of these reusable bags, is because, you know, I bring home a bag of stuff from the supermarket, and it's got, you know, chicken in there and vegetables and cereal and bread and milk and juice and that sort of stuff. All of those things seem like they're okay in their own packaging, but for some reason, once I put them into any kind of bag, when I get home, that chicken has leaked out just a little bit, or the frozen food has, you know, defrosted just a little bit and has made the bag yucky, to use a technical term, to the point where I don't want to have to reuse it, and yet when you have reusable bags, you have to reuse it or you can't justify owning them.
And that's right. The term that folks talk about, health advocates, is cross-contamination. We hear that a lot in restaurants and whatnot, but it's also true with your reusable bags, that if you're going to reuse them safely, they have to be washed often, and washing them often incurs an environmental impact.
Yeah, I think people
don't heat up the water. You have to use water. You have to, you know, and it's also your time, and your time is calculated as money.
Plus the energy to run the washer or the dryer or what, you know, if you put it in those things. Most people probably don't even rinse it out in the sink.
You got it. That's right.
I mean, they throw it back in the trunk, and the bacteria goes, "Woohoo! It's party time."
Oh, there have been some studies on that.
All right. So, what about these cities that have banned the plastic bags? Have they even done the very minimal thing, which is reduced litter?
For the most part, they haven't. When you look at what happened in San Francisco, is kind of the bellwether. They banned plastic bags in 2007. They imposed a fee on paper. And this is the kind of funny thing about these bans and taxes, is for the most part, people think that they have this idea in their head that plastic is worse than paper. Paper, they think, is somehow natural. But actually, if you wanted the best environmental impact or to lower them by the most amount, you would ban paper and not put a fee on plastic, or maybe put a fee on plastic. In fact, what people are doing is the opposite. And in terms of reducing litter, no, for the most part, it has a very, very modest, if even any, impact on litter, because when people switch to, they have to use more paper bags, reusable bags, other types of plastic bags. And so this has almost no, or in some cases, actually an increase in litter.
Well, here's the part where I disagree with that. I know I'm disagreeing with you and your evidence. yeah, you have your facts, but I have my opinion, and that's how talk radio works, for goodness sake, Brian. Here's the only reason I disagree with that. I can get more stuff in to a paper bag, and so when I go to the store, I can get my grocery shopping done in 3, maybe 4 paper bags, as opposed to the plastic bags. Holy cow, the people who work at the cash registers at most supermarkets, they take the attitude of like, well, I'll just put one item in everything. Oh, you have chicken here? That'll get its own bag. Oh, you have juice? Okay, that'll get its own bag. And on and on and on. If you get plastic bags, you can end up with 14 or 15 bags for the same amount of food that fills 3 or 4 paper bags. There seems to be better efficiency that way.
But if you look at the fact that also you have to, into these calculations, you have to take into account the fact that people reuse these plastic bags at very high rates, about 60%.
Oh.
People use them for picking up after their pets. They line their, you know, bathroom waste bins with them, et cetera,
yeah.
et cetera. So
yeah.
When you take into sort of all these calculations, and there have been some sort of these, what are they called, these life cycle assessments, these kind of fancy reports where they try to weigh all this stuff and come up with some numbers, it's shown that actually on the balance that plastic is better for the environment.
There you go with the facts again, Brian.
I know, I'm sorry.
You know what I'm actually working off of? I'm working off of nostalgia, because as a teenager, I worked in a supermarket, and I'd get called up to the front to be the bag boy, and I could pack a really good brown paper bag full of groceries so that it was efficient, and it's all nostalgia on my part.
If people want paper, that's fine. If people want plastic, that's fine. It should be up to the consumer, because the claimed environmental benefits are non-existent or so modest and minuscule that they really don't matter. And so we really should be concentrating, if people are concerned about this, consumer choice.
What about recycling? Because if I bring home paper bags, I then put it out with my recyclables. And if I bring home plastic bags, well, there's a bin at the store where I can put those, and they supposedly get recycled. Is any of that effective in reducing a footprint?
Oh, it is. And the plastic bags, the plastic grocery bags, are highly recyclable. There's been a very active and aggressive campaign by the industry to promote that. In addition, as I said, because plastic bags are reused at such a high rate, that has the effect of making them not single-use plastic bags, as they're often called, but they're actually multiple-use plastic bags, because you get a lot of different uses out of them. Paper bags are essentially not reused. They're used once and that's gone. Sometimes people make, you know, masks or cover their books with them, but statistically it's insignificant.
Yeah. I'm also curious about the impact of all of this on people at the lower end of the income spectrum. We hear so much about income inequality these days. In a place like San Francisco, where they have banned plastic and made you charge people for paper, and we've already talked about how the reusable ones are not healthy, what's somebody on a limited budget supposed to do? Carry it in their arms?
Yeah, and this does disproportionately affect people in lower income brackets. When you they have to be charged for these bags, when they are forced, in many, or if they have little choice but to buy much more expensive reusable bags that then they have to wash and they have to spend time and money doing that. And it's one thing that is often lost in this conversation, which is that this feels really good to middle and upper class people. It's a way for them to kind of pat themselves on the back and
yeah.
They're doing something for the environment,
right,
when they're not really. But it's the poor people who have to who bear the brunt of this, unfortunately.
Interesting. Now, what about the fact that when plastic does get out there in the environment, if you throw it away instead of recycling it, it lives forever, and now we're endangering marine species and birds, and it gets into landfills and lives on there for a half-life of the same as plutonium, you know.
Right.
And we've got a giant plastic patch floating around in the Pacific Ocean full of bottles and bags and all that sort of stuff. Doesn't that have an impact on the plastic versus paper decision?
Well, first of all, let me just take the landfill issue first. Actually, essentially nothing decays in landfills, even papers, paper bags, nothing. So it gets entombed. And paper takes up a lot more space per bag than plastic, so it costs a lot more to transport there in fuel and space in a truck, and it takes up a lot more space. In terms of plastic in the oceans, this has been one of kind of the great myths, plastic bags in the ocean, put forth by proponents of these bans. They say there's this huge garbage patch the size of Texas out in the Pacific Ocean. It turns out that people, oceanographers who have actually studied this, what that plastic is, it's little tiny bits of kind of hard plastic, not plastic bags, about the size of a pencil eraser or even smaller. But this stuff is spread very, 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 very thinly. If you look out on the ocean, it would just look normal. It's when you kind of sift it that you find little bits of it, but there's very little of it. It is a troubling concern that there's been a lot of studies on effects this could have on marine life. Unfortunately, by linking plastic bags to this, and plastic bags is not part of this marine debris story, unfortunately, I think that people are trivializing the threat posed by other marine debris, plastic marine debris. A lot of that is derelict fishing gear, bottles, containers, stuff like that, not plastic bags.
Probably a lot of stuff that we should have recycled.
Yeah, and this is, you know, you can recycle. That stuff is very recyclable, and that's really a garbage and a litter issue. And litter issue is very different, and that's something that should be addressed through campaigns, peer pressure, et cetera, not by banning plastic bags. Plastic bags are minuscule, about 0.1% to maybe 0.5% of the litter that's out there.
So let me just recap here. Municipalities that have considered doing this following San Francisco's lead are not paying attention to actual evidence. Hopefully they'll take a look at your report and see where banning plastic is a bad idea. And what you're saying is, in fact, plastic bags are the best choice of the three, of plastic, paper, or reusable. That's the one that's going to be the best if you actually then recycle those bags. Is that the summary?
On balance, plastic is better. In some cases, in a few, but on balance, plastic is the environmentally the best choice. And it's not necessarily that people have to recycle them because these plastic bags are reused at such high rates that's the effect of double using them 60% of the time, which lowers their environmental impact, which is something that most times people who are in favor of these bans don't take into account.
Brian C. Scholes is a policy analyst for the Reason Foundation, did this assessment of the environmental and economic effects of grocery bag bans and taxes. You can find it on their website, reason.com. Brian, thanks so much for joining me here today.
Hey, very welcome. Thanks a lot.
I'm Paul Harris. This is the Big 550 KTRS.